Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Church. It's a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America located in Evansville, Indiana. Today is Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. This is edition number 29 of season 2 of the Morning Devotional. Yesterday, we spent some time just being reminded of the importance of trusting in the Lord. Today, we're going to look again briefly at another aspect of which defines and helps us understand our God and who He is as He rules and reigns in this world. But let's pray together first, and then we'll consider just some thoughts from Psalm 115. But let's pray. Father, we thank You again for Your mercies to us and Your kindness to us. We pray, Lord, as we open Your word this morning, that we would be encouraged by it and that Your Spirit would teach us and that He would strengthen us, that as we face difficult days in our world, as we have faced difficult days even in our lives, knowing that You have been faithful to us, You have brought us safely through, and You will continue to do that for the good of Your church. So we pray for Your church this morning that she might trust You and rest in You and that she might look to You for all things. We pray that You would again give us Your Spirit now that we might learn from Your word and be edified by it. We pray for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, this morning we're going to look at Psalm 115, verse 3. It's a verse that I have encouraged many people in my ministry to commit to memory. It's a verse that is true, and it is set in stone. It is something that we can flee to and hope in often, as we consider just these simple words that the psalmist here gives to us in Psalm 115, verse 3. We read there, "Our God is in the heavens. He does all that He pleases." Now, as we face difficult days, even maybe in the United States, but in other nations, certainly there's been and are difficult days. As Christians, we remember, as we talked about yesterday, we remember that we trust in the Lord. We don't trust in our own understanding, our own feeble wisdom, but we trust in His wisdom as the God who will guide and direct us. And one of the reasons why God is able and does indeed direct the steps and the paths of His people is because our God is in the heavens and He does whatever it is that He pleases. In short, the doctrine that's being communicated here is the doctrine of divine sovereignty. That is, that He sits in His kingly office as the King, as the Creator of all things. And He moves and guides and directs all things and upholds all things by the word of His power, thus accomplishing the very purposes by which He has set forth all things to happen. He does so personally. He does so by direct command and direct decree. We are not deists. A deist is one that believes that God just wound up the universe and it's just kind of running its course now and He's standing aloof to all these matters. But no, we are theists. We believe that God is personally involved in the affairs of men and personally involved in the events that take place within His creation. When we consider the four seasons that we have each year, we consider, you know, winter, spring, and summer, and fall. One of my professors in seminary would often refer to those as the very habits of God. We have habits as creatures. We have various habits that we go through each day. Well, God has habits. He has habits not like our habits, but habits that He performs each and every year. We see that witness just in the four seasons that show up every single time, every single time of the year, in the right time, the right place. They always appear. These are the very habits of God. He's involved in everything that occurs in His creation. And so when we note here in context to what the psalmist is talking about, he mentions in verse 2, "Why should the nations say, where is their God?" Well, where is God? Well, God is omnipresent. He is everywhere present, always in complete fullness and totality as God. But here, the psalmist appeals to the throne of God, as it were, when he says, "Our God," as he answers the question, "Our God is in the heavens." He is there, seated on a throne. He regards the inhabitants of the earth as but grasshoppers, Isaiah tells us. He is in the heavens. From there he rules. From there he reigns. From there he governs and directs and upholds all things. And he does all that he pleases. Now, part of the problem of being a creature and fallen humanity is that we like to think that we do all that we please. But the truth of the matter is we very rarely get to do all that we please. We may set out to do things and they are hampered or hindered by something. But God does not have these liabilities. God does everything that he pleases to do. Whatever it is he wants to do, he does. And nothing can stay his hand. Now, all that he does, of course, is consistent with his characteristics, his attributes, all that God has revealed of himself, he does and is able to do. You know, the old expression, can God make a rock he cannot lift? Well, the answer is no, he can't, because it would violate his omnipotent power. God is able to do all that God does and can and does do. And God does all that he pleases. Thus, God cannot lie. God cannot tell a lie. God is not a man that he should lie. And if he could lie, then there wouldn't be much sense in us trusting him because we would never know if he's telling us the truth. But no, indeed, he always tells us the truth. He is faithful. And so all that he pleases to do is always consistent with who he is as God. And that, of course, is always ordered under two headings. First, it's always ordered in a sense, in a way that brings maximum glory to himself. God is concerned and consumed most with bringing glory to himself. And so all things are being ordered and structured in such a way that they will indeed bring glory to him. But second, God always does what he does for the good of his people. He orders all things by providence for the good of his church. Guaranteeing that he will bring his people, those who have been redeemed by Christ, safely to their heavenly rest. And so we read in that very well-known passage in Romans chapter 8, we read of God's working for his people. We know, verse 28, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. They work together for good. And we may not see it that way at times, but the word of God is true. Let every man be a liar. All things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. That which he decrees to do, that which he purposes to do, that which he is pleased to do. You know the story of Joseph when he was sold into slavery by his brothers. Very sad story of how his brothers mistreated him. But yet God accomplished through that purpose, through that whole entire event, he accomplished the salvation of his people to preserve them and keep them alive during times of great famine. And that's precisely what Joseph told his brothers there at the end of Genesis, that you meant it for evil, but God, he meant it for good. In doing all that he pleases to do, God brought together all of the events and all the matters so that he might preserve a people and save them. And he does that for us. And so as he rules from heaven in his kingly state, as he rules from his throne of heaven, he does so to bring glory to himself, but also to accomplish good for his people. And so what does that mean just practically then for us as we have already considered trusting God, Proverbs 3? What does that mean? Well, it means that the God of heaven who brings all glory to himself and is able to do whatever he pleases to do is able to accomplish all the purposes that are necessary for you and for me even this day. That there's nothing that can stop his hand from acting. No force on earth or in the universe itself could stop God from doing what it is he's pleased to do, knowing what he's pleased to do will be for the good of his church. And so that should give us great encouragement. It should give us great hope and recognition that the world may fall apart. It may fly right off its axis. Things may go completely insane. God is still in the heavens. He still rules and reigns there. He still turns the heart of the king. He still changes hearts and minds. He does whatever he pleases to do, and it's always good, it's always righteous, and it's always holy, and it's always for the good of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we should indeed be encouraged by these things. Well, I hope these times are some somewhat of a blessing for you. I hope they edify you in some way. If you'd like to contact me, you can do so. That information is there before you on the screen. And so until Wednesday, when we consider more on these matters of very practical benefit, I trust the Lord will indeed guide you this day, remembering that He is in the heavens. He does what He pleases, and He's working for your good, and He always will work for your good.